Now it's time for the most important thing in a whole wide world. You know what that is? That's it. That's it. It is. I tell you, how do we live? The Bible says we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that God hath breathed. We need God's word in our life, and I have so much fun with God's word, and I'm going to have some fun with you this morning. We started this new series called the Harvest Series, and I had so much fun with it last week that I didn't get through it. I mean, I got like halfway through it. Instead of going to the next message, part two, we are doing part one. Uh-oh. B. There it is. It's part one B. So I have to finish the end of part one. So for those of you who weren't here last week, all of our messages are on our new website. It's kingswaycc.org. Kingswaycc.org. It's .org because we're not a commercial entity. We're nonprofit. So .org organization, kingswaycc.org. Go there. Hear our messages. Post comments. See us on Facebook. But right now, we're in the Harvest Series. What we learned last week is I put all the kids up here. And I asked the kids, where do trees come from? They come from seeds. Where do seeds come from? They come from us planting them. How do they get planted? We put them in the ground. Then what happens? They need to be watered, and sun happens. And even the children know that some things take time. Some things just take time. There's no way around it. We talked about the birthing process last week with Brother Chris. We talked about raising children. We've talked about sports teams and how there are preseason and training camp and the season and postseason and how there are no paper champs. We talked about finances and how some things require time, even in big businesses, that there's a concept of overfunding, and that's a bad idea. And it made me think about something before I go on. It made me think about when we come in and a new pastor comes in and they shake up the board and they begin to shake up the budget, and then people start coming and going. You know, I have a lot of people saying, oh, well, when are we going to grow? When are we going to grow? You know, and of course, I want to grow. Why do I want to grow? I want to see people come to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Of course I want to grow. But the Lord knows what he's doing. Some things take time. If 100 people walk through that door, we're not ready. 100 more than you guys. We're not ready. If 200 people more walk through that door, we're not ready. We're ready for 1, 2, 3, 4 people to walk through that door. And we're getting ready for that. But I'm telling you, the Lord is working on each and every one of us, beginning to put us in positions, beginning to give us ideas about our next ministries, beginning to grow in as something new, because he wants us to take our time as we grow this church. So with that said, I want to make sure you know exactly what we're talking about today. We're talking about seasons and the fact that things take time and how the Word of God explains that to us. So if you're sitting there wondering, does this message apply to you, I make it very easy for you. The message applies to you if you've ever asked yourself this question. Are you expecting a blessing that perhaps is not yet ready? Maybe you're waiting for something. You're like, why isn't it here? I've been praying for it. I don't know. Maybe the blessing's not ready yet. Or maybe, you're missing your blessing, even this very service, because you're not ready. Let that seep in for a second. And again, blessing in this context, it's a Christian word, it's a spiritual word, you know, it's a word we don't use too much in our culture or in business. It's just a word we use to represent God's grace and his love in our life. Take blessing and replace that word with provision. Take blessing and replace that word with health. Take blessing and replace that word with whatever you need in your life from God today. Supernaturally. That's what blessing is. And we all need something from God, and there's a timing. Sometimes God does things immediate, and when he does things immediate in church, like heal people at the altar, that's exciting. That's exciting. We got one amen. Do people want to be healed immediately? Amen. We got another amen. I know I do when I'm sick. I tell you, Miss Teresa and I were talking. Do you know we've had, since I've been here, we've had over 10 people come up to me at this altar and ask me to pray for cancer. In the last month, we've had about 6. And you know, we've had some people who have been healed of cancer. We have cancer survivors, and we have people who are being healed of cancer this very minute. I absolutely see this ministry of the Lord doing something at these altars in a really deep way in our bodies. But nevertheless, as we continue here, some things do take time. And I pray that God does things immediately, but he's taught me that there are seasons that we go through. Now, I don't know if it's Brian or Jeremy, but where's my weapon? It was over there. Somebody probably put it away so I didn't hurt myself. Can you help me, brother? All right, but he's going to help me. I say weapon gently. It's actually, I'm not asking him to get, don't freak out if you're a newcomer. He's not actually providing me the weapon. It's an instrument. That's the instrument right there. It's a half moon piece of metal, razor sharp on one side. It's called a sickle. It's called a sickle. He's going to go get one so you can see one live in a person. I can hold it up here. A sickle is an instrument used in farming, and I know not much about farming. I said that last week. It's used in order to reap a crop. You know, when a grain has grown, you use it to chop the grain down without harming it so that you can harvest it. It's used to harvest your blessing. And so the message today is titled, "We Need You to Sink Your Sickle with Your Season." We need you to sink your sickle. Too many of you have your sickle out, your hands out, ready for a blessing, and you aren't in a sickle season. It ain't time for you to have your sickle out. Matter of fact, when it gets out, I'll show you, you start waving that thing. Give me my blessing. Where my blessing? Give me my blessing. And it's sharp, and you hitting people, you knocking people, you hurting people, you waving it so fast, so hard, you knocking yourself with it. And it's sharp. You get hurt when you do that. Well, instead, you should be considering the other seasons you may be in. Sean, what are you talking about seasons? You talking about winter, summer, fall, spring? Nope. When I look at the word, it's very clear. Jesus uses these parables. Why does he use parables? Because they're easy to understand. Pastors are confusing. We say crazy things. He says things really easy to understand. You want to know where I'm turning? Sure. I'm turning in the book of Mark. It's about halfway through your Bible. It's a gospel. In the book of Mark, chapter 4, it's when Jesus was telling, it's one of those, if you have red letter Bible, it's like all red because it's just Jesus talking the whole time. And he had people sitting down and he was telling them this story. Here's the story. It's in Mark chapter 4. It is verse 26. I'm going to read it real quick for you. If you don't have a Bible, it's okay. I got my story Bible, so it sounds real fun when I read it here. It says something like this. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, while he's asleep or awake, the seed sprouts." Say sprouts with me. "And grows. He does not understand how it happens. The earth, it simply produces the crops on its own. First, a leaf blade pushes through. Then the heads of wheat are formed. And finally, the grain ripens." Verse 29. "And as soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes and harvests it with a sickle." Say sickle. "For the harvest time has come." Heavenly Father, Lord God, I ask that you make the word clear to me. You make the word clear through my words. Your spirit would move as I preach, and it would speak to the hearts and minds of those that are here. Lord, I know that there are some that are here for this word specifically. Allow it to fall in that soil. Father God, I do not have what they need today. You do, through your word and through your wisdom. Preach it, Lord. In your name, amen. Church, it says right here, Mark chapter 4, I just stopped praying, and there was a sickle. It's pretty scary, right? I mean, I don't know much about farming, but I see this, I think Grim Reaper. Like, I think, okay, this thing's going to take somebody out. I don't know if it's sharp or not, so I'm going to stop playing with it, but this is a sickle. I'm going to come back to that in a moment. What I want to show right now is right here, Mark chapter 4, verse 26. I submit to you that there are three seasons. There are three seasons when it comes to spiritual blessing in your life during a harvest. There are three seasons. Last week, we talked about two of them, and I want to finish it today. We talked about the scatter season, verse 26, where you scatter seed. We talked about a sprout season, a season of growth. And then we're going to talk about a harvest season, a season that we're calling sickle. So the way I think about it is three seasons when I think about what's going on in my life. I think of a scatter, a sprout, and a sickle season. So, season one, I asked my wife, "Did you understand all that fluff about season?" She's like, "I don't know, it's a little confusing." So I tried to make it really clear this week. Season one, scatter season. This is season where you need to do something very simple. Do you know what it is? I'm going to use this word, invest. It's a season where you need to invest. You need to invest your time. Maybe your time in the Word. You need to invest your time in others, spreading your seed, spreading your story, spreading your life, spreading your energy. When you come in rooms, people say, why are you so happy? What's going on in your life? You're scattering seed everywhere you go. They want to know where you go to church. They want to know where you work. They want to know where you eat. They want to know how to hang out with you. You're scattering your seed everywhere you go. Invest your time. Invest your energy. Invest in your children. Invest in your job. Wherever you need a blessing, invest. Otherwise, you have empty fields. Why would you expect to harvest anything from a field that's empty? If you're having troubles in certain areas of your life, those are the areas you need to invest in. That was the message from last week. And we reminded ourselves that things take time, that you need this season. You need this season. Now, what I wanted to remind you on this season is where it came from in Scripture. The kingdom of God is like a farmer who scattered seed on the ground. Scatters on the ground. So I want to remind you, some of you are looking for blessings that aren't yet ready. You've just planted the seed. Give it some time. Let it grow. Feed it. It takes time in the scatter season. It's not yet ready. You don't use this to scatter seed. I don't know how you would do it. You don't use this to scatter seed. You scare people away when you run at them with this. Okay, I think you got the picture. Sink your sickle with your season. Put that thing down. Scatter some seed. And I learned this real quickly. I learned this. If you're scattering some seed in an area that has weeds in it, right, Brother Chris? You got to do some, I don't know what word they use, I would just call it, cleaning up. You know, you got to weed the area, use it as a verb, right? You got to grab those weeds and you got to tear them up by their roots. There may be some bad weeds in the area you're trying to invest in. You got to do some house cleaning. You got to dig some stuff, some nastiness that may be in your life up. Some nastiness that maybe influence you up. They get rid of that stuff. You know, I don't know what you do with it afterwards, Chris. I throw it into the forest behind my house. Maybe you throw it in a trash can. Maybe you burn it. I don't know, but you get rid of that stuff. Get it far away. Because if you don't throw it too far, it's going to grow there and grow right back where it was. Again, that's last week. I got so excited. I couldn't get through. I got to get through today. Season number two. Season number two. Say sprout with me. Sprout season. Sprout season. There's scatter season, now there's sprout season. This is the season I want to talk about first. The sprout season is a season of growth. Sprout means to sprout up. It means a seed that's been scattered and planted and is then watered, is then has food, it then sprouts up, comes up like a little sprout. The first thing I want to say about this, when the sprout comes up, it's not time to use this. What happens when you use this with a sprout? It's going to kill it, right, Chris? I'm pretty sure. You're going to do nothing but bad news with this thing in sprout season. Sink your sickle with your season. If you're in the sprout season, you need to recognize you're in the sprout season. Now, sprout, what does it represent here? I want to make this really simple. To me, the sprout season, of course, it's growth. But what does it mean to you as individuals? How do we need to internalize this season? You need to internalize this season with exactly what we're trying to figure out in this country today. I talked about it in my last two messages before I started this series about where's the train station and how we invoke true change in this country and how we invoke change in our culture, how we combine our OGs, our older generation, with our millennials, how we get past all of this terrible mindset that we have around hate and how we continue to do the wrong thing at the wrong time. How do we do what is right in this world today? How do we find true change? We talked about that in those two messages, and we learned that it starts with each one of us. It starts with our hearts. It starts with us pausing and praying and God doing something in our life so that He can do this. He can do true change. He can take your heart of stone and make it into a heart of flesh. He can give you compassion for your brother and compassion for your neighbor, compassion for what you perceive as your enemy and make him into a friend. He can do that. And it starts with each one of us. And that type of change does not happen overnight, and it certainly doesn't happen with a Facebook post. It happens by scattering seed, investing in others, and then it happens by going through this season, the sprout season. So let's talk about this. Let's see what it's a little bit about. Sure, so I won't preach. I'll just read it. Night and day. You see, the sprout season happens night and day. And when else does it happen? While you're asleep or while you're awake. The seed sprouts and it grows, but he does not understand how it happens. Man, there is so much I don't understand in this world today. And there's even more I don't understand about how God works. But isn't it good to know we don't need to figure him out for him to work in our life? Church, isn't it good to know that we don't even need to know how he works for him to work in our life? Amen. Come on, church. That's something to get excited about. I got to get you excited somehow. So I'm going to go here onto this next part, which I didn't get to last week. The earth produces the crops on its own. This is Mark 4:28. The earth produces the crops on its own. We don't even know how it works. It just happens. This earth is instrumental to our growth season. In order for it to sprout, it needs to be in the earth. Now, you can look in the text. You can go into the Greek, and I didn't want to espouse too much lexicon on you today. So I have a much easier word for earth. For anybody who's done horticulture, agriculture, or landscaping, they don't call it earth. You know what they call it? It's just dirt. It's a fancy Bible word, earth, but it's not. It's just dirt. It's just dirt. Church, I'm saying to you, in the growth season, in the sprout season, when true change is happening, there's an awful lot of dirt involved. What do you mean, Pastor Sean? Well, the growth is happening in the dirt. In the dirt. Out of the dirt, God is working his way in your life. Out of the dirt in your life, God is working his growth. He is planting you in the dirt, allowing the dirt to do all these things. It works on its own. It doesn't need your help. You don't need to figure it out. You don't need to go do all these things. What you need to do is you need to seek him, allow him to scatter some seed in your life. You scatter some seed in others' lives. And then when you're in the dirt season, allow God to do his thing. Now, what is this thing? Let's talk about this for a second. So I was thinking about it. My wife and I, we were ironing clothes last night together, and I'm asking her about dirt, and I'm like, why is this analogy? What is it? Because God is usually very specific about his analogies. And here's what I realized. One, dirt, well, it is dirty. It's dirty, which means when you're in the growth season, you're going to get dirty. You're going to be in spots where your hands are dirty, where your life is dirty, where you feel like there's just dirt around. You're like, this can't be of God. This just feels nasty. It just doesn't feel like the blessing that I was expecting. No, it's not. You're right. It is not. This is not the blessing season. This is the growth season, and it can be painful, and it is dirty. You know what else it is? It's dark. When you get planted into the dirt and it gets packed down on top of you, it gets very dark down there. Sometimes even lonely. See, in the growth season, you get dirty and then you feel alone and you start wondering, where is God? I don't see the light. Where are my friends? Where's the church? I don't know what you're being isolated from at times, but it is important for God to protect you in the growth season. So he packs you in that dirt. And your seed, when you're planting it and you're investing in it, then it gets packed. And sometimes you look at your seed and whatever it was, your time, your money, your energy, your talents, whatever it was that you invested, it's getting ruined now. It's getting all dirty. It's supposed to. It needs to get dirty. That's how you plant it. Here's something else about dirt I realized. It's dirty. It's dark. And it's dense. It's dense. What does that mean? It means it's heavy. It means it's hard, right? When you're in the growth season, sometimes you feel heaviness on you. You just feel, I don't know what to do. I can't stretch. I feel like everything's crashing in on me. I can't make any decision. Every decision I try, it's blocked this way or blocked that way. God, open a door. He's saying, no, I've got you in the dirt. I'm trying to grow something in you. Let me do my thing. Yes, I know it's dark. Yes, I know it's heavy. Rely on my living word. His Bible says, he says that it is like living water on your soul. This is a time for you to get into the word. This is the time for you to press in. This is the time not for you to question who he is, but to anticipate what he's going to do. Because church, I remind you, you won't know how he's going to do it. That's what was said before. And you know what I learned? I was going through this and I realized, wasn't I preaching this just a few weeks ago? I preached this. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be faithful in prayer. This is what you do in the moment of tragedy. This is what you do when you don't know what to do. When you're in the dirt, rejoice in the hope of the sprout season. Be patient that you're going to sprout in that tribulation of the dense, heavy dirt. Be faithful in prayer. Allow the prayer. Allow God to bring his light into your life like sunshine and the word like living water to your soul. And here's what happens. John 3, it says it right there, John 13. It says, and you, guess what? Jesus himself says this. You will not understand what he's doing. You won't. I'm telling you now. And you or I, don't come to me and say, why is God doing this? Why? I don't understand why. I don't know, but I know you won't know either. It says it. Day or night, sleep or awake, smart or dumb, it doesn't matter. You won't figure it out. Jesus says, you don't understand, but someday. Church, someday you will. And I'm here to be honest with you today. I'm not one of those pastors who think, you know, everything is great and perfect and awesome all the time. That day may happen tomorrow. That day may happen the next month. In some of my cases, it took years for it to happen. In some cases, I won't see those blessings until I'm in heaven. And then the Bible says the revelation will be made known to me, and then I'll figure it all out. And that's okay. You plant some seed that's eternal. You make kingdom connections, and sometimes it just takes time. Before I move on, I was thinking about this, even just now. Shane, he was standing up here, if you remember last week, and he asked to take the mic from me. You can go back and listen to it. It's on the message. We were done, and he said, no, I want to say something. I said, okay, Shane. So he took the mic, and he says, well, let me tell you how seedlings work. He's, I don't know, how old is Shane? Anybody? 11? Hey, little guy, right? He goes, here's how seedlings work. He's like, well, the water comes in, and then the sun gives it food, and then the seedling begins to like stretch out its little roots, and they go all down in the soil, and then it begins to pop up on the top. It begins to sprout up. You know, he said something there very, very deep. You need the soil. You need the dirt. And you need the time to plant some roots. You wonder how these big trees grow. Mountains even, they have roots, very deep roots. There are families in this church who have been here for more years than I can count, who have been here through all the tribulation of King's Way and are still here. Why? Roots, deep roots. There are Christians among me right now who have been Christians for many, many years through difficult times like Kay is going through right now with her son-in-law, like others are going through in their body, and they've pushed through. God has healed them. God has fixed the situation. God has blessed them in a certain way. Why? Because they have roots, deep roots. The growth season is a season where you're planting some deep roots. How's it work then, Shane? Shane actually said these words. Now, he didn't even open the Bible. He didn't read it. He was probably talking from memory, from something he learned in school or something he knows from nature, because it says in Romans 1, even the invisible things of God are clearly seen in nature. You don't even need a Bible to know who God is. That's why the indigenous people in islands all around the world who have cultures that will never be connected to the internet, who will never see a Bible, can understand who God is, because he created that way in nature. How do you say, Sean? Right here. It's the next verse. It says, first, the blade pushes through. Then, the heads of wheat are formed. Finally, the grain ripens. This is what Shane said. This is the process of this season. Okay, I need to point it out again. I wrote it in my notes. When the head of wheat is popping through, don't use this. You kill it. It's a time to wait. See, here's the problem with this particular season. What can you do in this season? What action can you do in this season? Call to action, call to action, call to action. What can you do in this season? You can do legitimately nothing. You do nothing. I mean, maybe you can water it, but God will do that. Maybe you could feed it, but generally speaking, when we feed things agriculturally, we just mess it up, GMO and everything else. So my advice to you, as the word says, you really do nothing. You don't understand it, and you can't really do much about it. There's no tool to use. You just kind of got to get through that season. And what's happening is a lot is happening in the dirt, in the soil, where you can't see it. It's invisible. God is working his will and his way in your life in ways you can't see, and you have nothing to do with it. In Scripture, we learn this all the time. Some prayers are answered in days. Some take months. And angels said, I couldn't come. It took 40 days of prayer. Why did it take 40 days of prayer? Because I was fighting the principalities and powers. I was fighting the demons in your life. That's what it said. Some things just take time. Even for the angels, it takes time. I highlight these letters in red because I wanted to preach this to you. Some of us today are in this season right at the end, and they want their blessing. Some of us have never been in this season. And I wanted to say, I want you to remember these words for those of you who are struggling with this blessing. I think some of you need to have a first then finally. You need a little bit of a first then finally. In other words, stop coming up and just asking for the finally. Where was the first? When was the then? When did you run to God? When did you seek him? When did you press in? When did you see a little growth take place and then a finally? Like I said, church, there are three people in this church just last week that God divinely did something. Did any of you go and ask them? Did you talk to Brother Jack? Did you talk to Sister Debbie? Did you talk to Brother Don? And miracles happened in our church last week. Talk to Brother Dewey. He's got a miracle he'd love to tell you about. Talk to Miss Teresa. She's got a miracle working in her life right now. I'm sure I can go through this church and tell you God is doing some first thens. We're really close to some of your finalies. If you're on a then, expect the finally. If you're on the first, expect a then. You see my point? There's a process. We got to go through the process and anticipate that God is doing something great in your life if you're scattering seed. And if you're not scattering seed, then go back to season one, because that's the season you're in. Church, you with me? Come on, you seem quiet today. Church, you with me? Is it the heat? Is it the heat? Is it the heat? Okay. The next season. The next season. It's the sickle season. This is the season of blessing. Call it whatever you want. This is the season to pull out this bad boy. This is the season. This is the season when you need this. The word says, as soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes and harvests it with the sickle, for the harvest is ready. Now, some of you may be missing your season, your blessing, because you're not ready. How can you be ready? Do you even have one of these? Spiritually speaking, I don't have one of these. This is Brother Brian's or Ed's. Spiritually speaking, do you even have a sickle? And if you have a sickle, is it rusty? Is it sharp? Are you keeping your sickle with you morning, noon, and night? Are you sleeping with your sickle, ready to wake up and harvest your blessing in the harvest season, in the sickle season? Well, what are you talking about? What are these sickles you're referring to? I don't know if I'm sleeping with it. I don't even know if I'm in the blessing season. Well, you know if you're in the blessing season, you know it. If you've gone through the scatter season and you've gone through the sprout season and you're starting to see some growth, you should anticipate you're now in the sickle season. Now pull out your sickle. What's my sickle? Your sickle could be courage. It could be courage to ask somebody if they want salvation of Jesus Christ, to ask somebody to church. Maybe your sickle of courage is rusty today. Maybe your sickle of courage you're not sleeping with, you're not fine-tuning, you're not sharpening. Your sickle's not ready for when God has brought that person in your life to reap the blessing from. You didn't even talk to him. Or maybe, just maybe, your sickle is initiative. God has given you and planted talents in your life. He's put seed in there. He's fed them. He's watered them. The talents are just oozing out of you. It's now growing out of your body, your mind, and your spirit. You're ready to use those talents everywhere you go. Are using initiative now and stepping up and saying, use me. Use me. Use my talents. Use me. Or maybe the best sickle that any one of us could have, the word teaches it over and over again. In Joel, in Psalms, it says this. Your sickle to reap a blessing is simply to be thankful. To be thankful. When you're seeing the sprout come up, don't stomp it. Start showing some gratitude. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in my life. I know it's not what I need, but it will be. It's growing into something more. It's growing into something larger. It's growing into something that I need. I can be thankful. I can celebrate what's going on in my life because I've been through a scatter season. I've invested my time, my energy. I've been through a growth season. I've been in the dirt. I've been in the density. I've been in the heaviness. I've been through that. You've watered me. I've gotten through it, Lord, and now I'm seeing growth. I'm in my season, and I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to give you thanksgiving. I'm going to give you glory, Lord, for what you're doing because I need more of it. Church, you with me here today? Amen. Amen. Good things come to those who wait. You know, Brother Chuck and I talk about this all the time. No. There's a number of things that happen in Scripture that get messed up in the real world. We say, God won't put more on you than you can handle. We've preached that already. God helps those who help themselves. We preached that already. Those aren't true. Here's another one. Good things come to those who wait. That is not what the Scripture says. Is not what it says. It says get through the three seasons, and then it says to be ready. Just notice that the grain is ready. For you to be ready with your sickle. For you to be ready to have this thing when the grain is ready to acknowledge it and to accept it. Some of you have a problem accepting blessing. That God is literally trying to bless you and you are turning it down. Do not turn down blessing, especially if somebody is giving you a blessing. Why? Because you're allowing that person to be blessed. Because blessed people bless. Bless people, bless others. That's God's way. And when you bless others, God blesses you. It's the way it works. Don't turn down blessings. Allow your blessings to come in and just be thankful. You with me, church? Okay, I'm coming here to an end here. I want to show you this. Laura's going to help me here in a moment. I was thinking about this. I've been talking about the seeds and the seasons. I'm talking about dirt. And some of you don't quite get what I'm talking about the dirt. And my wife and I were talking, what gets dirty the most? What is one thing that's a constant sign of dirt that will remind us what our best and most precious seeds are? Do you know what it is? Do you know what you're wiping dirt off more than anything else in your life? Well, if these are around you, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Come on up here, guys. Come on up here. Come up, stand right up here. Come on, guys. Come on, stand up front. Come on, stand up front. Line up. Line up. Stand up. Look at a church right here. Look at a church. Look at a church. No, stand. Look at a church. Stay here. Come on. Come on. I'll show you why you're doing it, buddy. It's very simple. Very simple. Now, I know you guys are dirty right now, are you? Anybody dirty? Are you dirty? No, good answer. Hi, maybe I am. Kids. Kids. I don't see kids here. These aren't kids. You know what these are? It's a seed. It's a seedling. It's a seed. It's a seed. This is a seed. Here's a little seedling. It's a sprout. Church, it's okay if they got dirt on them. It's okay when they get dirty. Spiritually, they're not going to get it all right. It's okay when they make mistakes. We learn from their mistakes. They're not trees. Don't expect them. Don't expect them to be men and women of God already. They got to go through their season. And right now, we've scattered our seed, and they are the seeds going through the growth season, growing up, sprouting. Are you with me, church? Why don't you just stand up? We're going to pray for our little seedlings here. And then we're going to pray for another group. But right now, I want to pray for these seedlings. If there's any parents, kids, take one step forward with me. One step forward. If there's any parents of these kids, feel free to come down here. Come down with me. If you're a parent of one of these beautiful little seedlings, come on down. Bless your children with me. Come on down. That's it. Come on down. Yeah, we got some parents. We got some parents. Good. Yeah. You can come behind your kids. Come behind your kids. Come behind. There we go. Come behind your kids. Put your hands. Somebody, everybody put a hand on somebody. Put your hands on these kids. There we go. Let's bless these kids. All right, church, stretch your hand forward. Let's bless these children. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this message. We thank you, Lord God, for the seasons we're going through. Lord, we're about to start another very physical season called school. And some of us parents are very happy for that season. Lord God, but in that season, our kids are going to be thrust into all sorts of dirt. Lord, dirt that we cannot protect them from. Lord, dirt that's coming from all angles, food that's coming from all areas, poison, Lord, that may seep into their soil. Father God, I pray that you protect them. I pray, Lord, that you pour your water, your living water, into their souls, into their lives. I pray, Lord God, that you feed them with your word and that you give them wonderful, fantastic, and fabulous examples at home in their moms and dads. I pray that their home be a place of protection. Father God, and I pray that mom and dad help them through their growth season with expectations of mere seedlings as they grow bigger. And Father God, I pray that you allow us to pour into the lives and souls of every little child that walks into this building. In your name we pray, amen and amen, amen. All right, kids, you can go back with mom and dad. Sit down with them real quick. Thanks, guys. The youth. Where's Pastor Chris? Come up here, Pastor Chris. Anybody who's going to camp? We got one here. Do you have anybody else that's going to camp here today? Anybody's going to camp? Austin? Okay. So come on down, Austin. So Pastor Chris is going to camp, this summer camp. I just showed you guys, right, the scatter season. That's the little guys. We've scattered all those seeds, and they're about to go into the growth season. Oh, here's two guys. Come on down, guys. Come on down. The camp guys, right? Come on down. Chris is sending not one, not two, how many? Six more? Eight kids to camp. Eight kids to summer camp. Come on, Allison. Now, if you are in youth group, so if you are from between the ages of 13 and, 16, 18, or if you're a young person who's in a growth season who wants to get prayed for, now's the time to come down. All right, church, if you can stretch forth your hand. We want to pray for kids. Come in front of Brother Chris. We're going to come in here. We're going to pray for you guys. I'm going to come around here and pray for my man. It's good to see you, buddy. I'm here. Good to see you. I'm glad you came. I like this guy right here. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank you for this day. I thank you, God, that you can demonstrate the growth season. Lord, our little seedlings have grown up into big sprouts. Lord, some even bigger than that. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you begin to continue to pour into them your life, your word, your water, Lord God, as they are in this season. This is a tough season. Lord, they don't know what to do, what to say, how to act, what to wear, what to listen to, what to be, who to be, who to be around, what to ask for, Lord God, who they're going to become, what tree, what kind of tree. Lord, what are they going to do? Lord, answer them, Father, in the hearts. Give them glimpses of the fruit in their life. Give them glimpses of their future and visions, because your thoughts are not their thoughts. Your ways, Lord God, are not their ways. You will grow into them such mighty fruit, Father God. And I pray for camp, Lord, those that are going to camp. And I pray for Brother Chris. I ask, Lord, that you encounter them divinely, that your Holy Spirit would enter their little hearts and souls, Lord God, and give them a baptism that they have never had before. I pray you bring back some Holy Spirit, fire tongue baptized young people in this church, Lord God, to help us worship in a way we haven't worshiped in a long time. In your name we pray, and the church says, amen. Let's clap it up for our young people. All you guys, sit down. You can sit down. I forgot to put this up here. I got a little excited because Laura was out there. We have one more little baby. One more little baby. You know that little baby? There he is. This is baby Seth. Little baby Seth's up there. This is Pastor Pat and Pastor Sue. This is their little grandbaby. We all clapped for them and prayed for them last week. I just wanted them to know that we love this baby and we love them and we're happy that they're here today. Anybody heard the new sound system? We got new speakers. I know it sounded a lot better. Pat was able to help me with that. So let's clap it up and thank him for what he's able to do for us. Now, church, before I dismiss you, we have a very important season. We've talked about the scatter season, the little ones. We've talked about the sprout season, our middle ones. And then, if you get through all that and maybe go to college, God begins to start working on that initiative, those talents inside of you, that courage to rise up, that gratitude for who he is, And there is one among us who's begun to experience that gratitude, experience that inspiration, experience that courage, experience that initiative. And she's decided to take all that and begin to reap her season. And she's taking her blessing, and she's going to receive even more blessing as she goes into the foothills of Belgium. So where is Caitlin? Caitlin Roush, would you come up here? Caitlin Roush, would you come up here? We're going to pray for in a second. I'm going to ask her family to come up in 1 second. But 1 second, I want the church to turn around, Caitlin. Wave. Now, there we go. There we go. Now, this is what it looks like when you get through the sprout season. And if I gave you a mic, I'm sure you would tell us, yeah, it hasn't been easy, has it? Yeah, teenagers wasn't easy. Adolescence wasn't easy. High school wasn't easy. College not easy. Figuring out what to do with your life's not easy. No, it's hard, right? But now, Caitlin, now's the time for you to go in Belgium thinking you got one of these in your hand. When you're worried, right? When you're worried, when you're getting a little nervous, you go, oh, I got my sickle, Satan. You want to sync with my season? Because I'm ready. I came here to do some harvesting. Seriously. And when you see them little kitties, them little seeds, some of them you need to water. Don't swing this at them. Okay? And the bigger ones, when you're around and you're into that debate with them, don't think you're going to win it, because you're not. You just need to be there with them. You just need to love one of them. You need to try to understand them. And others are going to need something from you. And that's a time to wave this, to pray on them, to pour into them the things that God has poured into you. And if you get scared, just think to yourself, I got my sickle, and I'm going to reap this harvest. You with me, Kate? All right, I would like to have Caitlin's family's here today. I want to have Caitlin's family step up here. Let's have Caitlin's family come up here and pray with her with me. And mom and dad and family members. Yep, if you're a family member, yep. There we go. Come on down, guys. Look at this beautiful family she's got. Come on down. You guys get around her. Love on her. There we go. Oh, what a beautiful family. Yeah, now this is what it's about, guys. This is what it's about. That's what I'm talking about.